Maybe you're starting to gain weight or you want to get healthy and you don't like the changes you're seeing in your body. And you're wondering if you should track your food. Maybe use MyFitnessPal. You're thinking maybe that if you just eat within a certain calorie range, then you'll lose weight. That's what everyone does, right? That's how we lose weight and start to feel better. Well, today I'm going to break this down a little bit about whether or not you should track. And before we jump into the topic today, I want to share this quick little review that one of my clients was kind enough to leave. And I want to highlight this review today because I want you to understand how important mindset is and how really changing some of these thoughts that are going through our mind can help us get that long-term success that we really need and how to really feel good and really get healthy from the inside and out, physically and mentally.
Hi, I'm 47 years old and started working with Michelle. I was really looking for a coach who worked specifically with women over 40 because I had noticed I was starting to gain weight and really having body changes at this time in my life. Michelle was awesome at helping me break down simple action items to help me keep moving forward so I didn't get overwhelmed and get stuck. She really opened my mind to my eyes to some mental mindset issues I had going on that I didn't realize. For example, I didn't think I was falling into diet culture or getting obsessed with tracking and being at a certain weight, but clearly I was. She helped me realize that I was holding on to a previous weight on a pedestal and not embracing where I am today and what my body can do today. And she also helped me realize, because I stopped focusing on superficial things, that really I have probably some perimenopause issues going on that I need to address. So all in all, I think my time with Michelle was really worthwhile, and I highly recommend her for your health needs.
So I hope you guys enjoyed hearing from my client and just noticing how mindset was a really big piece for her. And I also encourage you to take advantage of my flash sale I have going on right now to celebrate the 100th episode of this podcast. I feel so blessed to be able to just help encourage people, whether you guys work with me or not, to really live a healthier life and hopefully impact those around us to live healthier too. So for this sale, you guys can get 30% off of my personal training or health coaching for 3 months. All you need to do for that is to set up a free call with me, set it up by April 5th. And the call doesn't have to be by April 5th. You just have to schedule it by April 5th and put in the little comments, how do you hear about Michelle, the 100th episode sale. So if you decide to work with me, I can get you that discount. You also can save 30% off my course, Healthy Inside and Out. So if you're looking for a budget-friendly way to really get healthy from the inside, finding the sustainable way to prevent chronic diseases and to feel good about yourself and start to love your body as you go along the way, the course can be a perfect fit for you. I'll have a discount code in the description that you can use so you can take advantage of 30% off. Hi, friends, and welcome to the Healthy Beyond 40 Show. I'm Michelle, mama 4 and military wife, and I'm passionate about helping women get healthy from the inside out so they can feel better and live their best life. Do you feel like you're struggling to lose weight and get in shape? If you're ready to develop healthier habits, exercise consistently, and lose weight sustainably, then you're in the right place. I combine my expertise from my doctorate in physical therapy to my experience as a health coach, personal trainer, and yoga teacher to bring you actionable steps for a healthy lifestyle. No magic pill here, so lace up those shoes and get moving. All right, so let's dive into the topic today. So maybe this might sound something like you. I've tried this fast metabolism diet or some diet which worked, but it was hard to be consistent with. Maybe I did keto with some intermittent fasting, and how do we lose weight and keep it off? And what's not addressed in the story is, how do we do this in a way that we feel good mentally about it? And that is also more focused on being healthy on the inside of our body, because that's what I'm all about. I want you guys to lose weight if you need to, but I want you to do it in a way that is healthy. I want the focus to be, how can I be more healthy? How can I love my body? How can I make sure my heart is healthy? How can I make sure that I'm preventing diabetes or stopping it? How can I make sure that my brain is healthy? And I'm doing the best I can to eat in a way that decreases inflammation in my body. So when you're thinking about tracking your food, I want you to really think about, what is your goal? What would be the goal of tracking your food? And this answer is going to be a little bit different for everybody. So maybe for you, that is to eat within a certain calorie range. Maybe that's 1,200 calories or 1,500. And you think if you do that, you're going to lose weight, which you may. But is that your only goal? Because if that's your only goal, it's probably a good chance it's not going to stick, at least the people I see. If our goal is to just lose weight and to restrict our calories where we are not feeling great, we're not going to be really successful long term. So what I want you to start to shift to is, what is that goal? Can you expand on that goal? Is it just to lose weight, or is it actually more than that? And write that down. Tell your brain what that is. I want to get healthy on the inside. Maybe I want to be able to run and chase after my kids or grandkids. Go hiking. I want to be able to sit in a chair comfortably or know that I can sit down and I can get up. Maybe it's when I'm 70 and 80, I want to be moving around and feeling great and not be a burden to my family. So really think about what that goal is. Expand it beyond weight loss. And the same thing goes along when we're thinking about weighing ourselves. It has to come back to this idea of really being focused on what your goal is. And I did an episode, it was episode number 52, and it was about whether you should weigh yourself and how to break free from that scale obsession. So I'm going to have that link. I always try to have links of related episode in the description. Because a lot of times we start to hold our weight on a pedestal, whether that is with weighing ourselves or with tracking our food. It's like, if we get to a certain weight, we're going to feel better, or this is going to happen. And a lot of times, even if you get there, what you think might happen doesn't always happen. Because we're never going to feel perfect enough. We're never going to be perfect. So we really need to break that down. And that's something I do a lot in coaching, is helping people to start to shift these mindsets and really look at what they want. Because it makes a big difference when you need that motivation to keep going. And I just want to talk about using food tracking as tracking your calories. And so what happens sometimes is it doesn't give the full picture. So we always think a calorie is a calorie. If we burn it off, we're going to lose weight. But not all calories are exactly the same either. So this is sometimes where calorie tracking can get a little tricky. So for example, if we are eating 100 calories worth of ground turkey, and we're also eating 100 calories of a granola bar, what happens is that all those calories from the granola bar get absorbed because it's already broken down. It can go right into our bloodstream. But with meat, for example, it takes energy to actually break that down. And sometimes with fiber, you're not going to quite absorb all of the calories either. So when we're looking at what we're eating, that does matter too. And it also matters how much muscle mass you have. Someone who has more muscle mass is going to burn more calories doing nothing. So we have to take into account of these different things and different calorie trackers that we have that estimate what we're burning when we work out or walking can give us an idea, but they're not always true. So I know on like my MyFitnessPal, it can show you, you ate this much, but you did this much activity, so you can have this many more calories. And that can give you a range and an idea, but it's not always true. And it's really a way that I find more people to become obsessive and out of tune with their body. So in my course, or when I'm working with clients, we are working about tuning into our body and listening, also knowing how to fuel our body, making sure that we're getting protein, fiber, water, these different micronutrients, that we're regulating our blood sugar. When we look at these other things, then we can actually start to get healthier, and then we can develop a better relationship with our body. Because we have this one body, we are stuck with it, and a lot of times we are not happy with it. It is not doing what we want it to, and we have to come to a place where we can start appreciating and loving our body no matter where it is. No matter if it is 100 pounds overweight right now, whatever it is, how can we stop fighting our body and start to nurture our body and nourish it? So another question I want to answer is, why should you track? So by listening so far, you probably gathered I'm not too big on tracking. But I do think sometimes tracking for a very short period, we could say for a few days or something, can be helpful to give you an idea of what you're eating and how much you're eating. So it can provide some insight that can help you. But what happens is when we keep trying it, we use it as this way of restriction. But if you want to track, you could do it for a few days to really see, what am I eating? Am I getting enough protein? And in my course and with my clients, I break down a different range of protein that people could have. Am I hitting that? And sometimes we're so used to this idea of looking at calories, calories, calories. But there's a lot of other information we can really find out about our food that is more helpful than just calories. Because we want to focus on food that's going to be healthy and nourish our bodies. And that goes way beyond calories. And it goes back to this idea that I like to focus on in all I do, is to keep things simple, to take a habits-based approach so that you don't get overwhelmed, so that you feel good, and that you stay consistent. Because a lot of times when we're looking at tracking our food, is that something you want to do for the rest of your life? How does tracking your food make you feel? Does it make you feel better all the time? Even if you go to a party and you have pizza, or maybe you have some cake? Because we want something we can do long term. We want something that is going to make us feel good mentally about ourselves. And a lot of time, tracking long term and looking at counting calories does not do that. So hopefully this was helpful for you. And if you are someone who is in this calorie tracking or tracking all my food, knowing that there can be something else you can do that might make you feel better about yourself, something that can help long term, something that can help to shift the focus to being healthy on the inside, physically and mentally. So I encourage you that if you feel like you could use some extra support, maybe you're feeling stuck, maybe you're like, I don't quite know how to apply this to myself, is to take advantage of the flash sale. Set up that free call. We can talk. If you just want to directly sign up for my course, I'll have the code so you can save 30% for that. But whatever you do, keep moving forward. Keep it simple. What is that one small thing you can do today and the rest of the week that you can start living healthier, feeling better, and nourishing your body?